God bless you, Brother Connolly.
Well, good morning, Brother Stewart. This is Brother Connolly. We do, once again, on this Sabbath day, bless you. We thank our Lord that in this time of great spiritual heaviness and oppression, that there is a light that shineth in a dark place. We remain steadfast in that hope of our Lord's soon return and thankful for the word of God that is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, speaking words of life in the midst of this untoward generation. The scripture that came once again this morning is, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. But we thank our Lord that he has been faithful in this last hour to lift up a standard against our enemy and to send forth his servant with the word of God, the kingdom message in his mouth for this time. God bless you, Prophet. We do bless you richly this morning. Maranatha.
Can you accept the fact that the standard that God has raised up is the Prophet?
God bless you. This is Brother Stair. I want to come here just for a moment. Don't want to receive the testimony of devils. That's why I should have gotten a little closer there before Connolly got in on it, because these guys are liars. They deny the faith, and I don't need to put them on the program no more. Man of God, man of God, man of God. Hey, liars. So you stay with me, won't you? A very heavy spirit today, a very dangerous one, and they knew not. I could quote that thing 10,000 times, and they'll turn right around. What a generation. The last one, for sure. We're going to tabernacle in just a moment. Stay with us if you will, or go thy way, Satan. You have no part in this lot or matter. Say it to the Lord.
Morning, Lord, I'm going to ride in the chariot of the Lord.